the whole thing on Kogil Manal from the Ram, about Heter Nedarim, so that the Ramban went through the sheet of the Ram went through the sheet of the Ramban, that Heter Nedarim B'yachid requires a samuch, a person who has smicha. Abla Rambam Zal, so this is about 10 lines up. That even nowadays, one chacham can be matter, even though he doesn't have smicha, as long as he's a chacham mubak. He doesn't require that a person has smicha. Mashad Mefarash Ravzal, it seems that the Rambam understands. The Hodamin and Hossam, Makim Shein Chacham, which is he quoted the Ran quoted before that the Gemara has in Bukharis this phrase. So the Gemara presents it. Shlosh matirim is a bechor b'makom shein mumcha. Shlosh matirim is a ned b'makom shein chacham. Versus the fukim rebutam rehasam hetan dorim b'shlosh. Who sheyach mehem chacham b'makom shein chacham. So we understood that phrase b'makom shein chacham means that's Reb Yehuda talking. Reb Yehuda says you need. Three, and one of them is a chacham. When there's no chacham, then makom shein chacham. And then the more says that chacham could go in man, or rachel could go in anno. So the Rambam says, it's not Rabbi Yehuda talking, it was Adar Bonakoi. Dami shloshim atirma said, Adar makom shein chacham. Dami chacham l'chudei matir. So the Rambam said before, the line before that, three can be matter. In other words, the more to bring that statement, the more the fukir Yehuda, then it says the words Makom Shein Chacham, Chacham can go in man. Is that Rabbi Yehuda talking? Or that saying the Chacham said three can matter when there's no Chacham, not like Rabbi Yehuda, which requires three and one of them being a Chacham. Pause. Now you Rabbanan said Makom Shein Chacham, Chacham can go in man. So now we're going back on the Rabbanan. Okay, umadrinon ke'ein amar mar. Let's go back. You said the Chacham said that one is enough when there's three is used when there's not a one. Chacham k'goyin man. And now we're talking in the Rabbanon. Klamer k'goyin man matur b'yichidi. So in Rabbi Yehuda we're saying that the chacham which you need of the three is like Rav Nachman, which means even Rav Nachman is not good enough. That was how the Ramban learned, but the Rambam learns this is going back on the Rabbanim, which said that one could be matir by himself. The more says that who? The more says Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman even though he didn't have smicha. Klamer the Gomer B'Sover, as long as he has the Masara and he understands Amakalecha the Gomer B'Sover Ilu Chudei Shori Nidra Alvishen Osamuch Raksavdi Zem Perakamo. According to the Rambam, a Yachid Mumcha Kimi Matir right after B'Zitar Parak Nara B'Siyat Rishmaya. We'll talk about later on as well. B'Shloisha Hityotis the Shori Nidra. Now according to this, so you don't need samuch. So chacham is the gomer b'saver, does it by himself. So the three yotis, none of them are gomer b'saver, because the one of them is gomer b'saver. He doesn't need the three. So what do you require on the three? You require the kad masri lahu v'savri, that they're knowledgeable enough and they're intelligent enough. When you explain it to them, they don't understand it. So you don't have to be a chacham. You being a chimash for the who this brew that they understand that gedimel the rabbanu kishtaim the rabbi huda. We start with the hotter meaning of b'shoshet matirin as a neder b'makom shein chacham. Masha Hamakam Shesh Chacham Ein Matir. The Loshon sounds like they're not matir when the Chacham is there. Why are they not matir? Mishum Kodesh Chacham Hu Ditmar. That's only it's an issue of covered. You know, it's more appropriate to go to the Chacham than to ask them. And that Zatiran, but that's only the Chachila. The chilah of the loy, but the evidence is to relate nidra. But if they would be matter neder, the heter would work.
Okay.
Now let's look at this Ron.
Piska here at the end.
It's actually going on the misnah. I'm not sure why it's called Piska. Okay. Okay. Tell the Mishnah. So we said before that there's this Nidrei Zuzrin, which the purpose of it is to convince the other person to move their position, but they don't really mean it seriously. She says, you can do the following. If a person is going to be Madr Chaber L'Sheikh Al-Etzle, see, he's going to do this process of trying to convince him to come, but he doesn't want it to be he doesn't really mean the ostrich, he just wants them to be Mizar as the person to come. So he understands that that also goes into Nidre Zruzin. Now, Yermer Loi, not Yermer Loi, but Yermer, he should change, take out the word Loi. Yeah. Kalneder Shani, also leader who bottle. Lavashi Hei Zocher Shas Neder. See, a person can make this declaration. A Mesiris Maidah, he gives up, he tells over to Adam a proclamation, and he says that any neder I'm going to be making I'm not serious. But this works, Mavache Zocher Bashasa neder, that when he makes the neder, he's doing it al das, that thought process that he had declared to the Adam beforehand. And the more is going to come out. That this might be two different cases in the Mishnah. It's not one case. I'm planning to invite my friend. I don't really mean to asser. I just want to sort of chaper with him to make him come do it. They make him come, but I'm afraid that it might be valid, so I make this mysterious madah beforehand, that tomorrow when I start pressuring my friend to come and I make a letter, I don't really mean it. Or it's different cases. It's also a form of a nidri zuzin, like I said before. A, and B, a person can make a mysterious madah, which is a freestanding thought, so that we'll see in the Gemara. The Mor right now is assuming that it's one case, and that he's not hiding this Mesiris Madah. Mor says, we came with the Umar called Neder Shani Ostad Lidor Yehebatl. So what he makes his Mesiris Madah, everybody knows that this fellow doesn't make the Dorm, he doesn't mean them. So he says, you know, if you don't come, I'm going to ask all my custom to you. Guy says, you mean Mesiris Madah, so why should I come? So, case number one is that it's an Zeruzin when a person makes his neder to convince the fellow from coming. We put it under the category of Nidrei Zeruzin. A, Harechishlo Yiskaim on the door of Kol Hashana. A new thought. That a person would like to set up something which allows his adorim to be annulled before he starts. So we suggest doing it at the beginning of the year. It doesn't happen after the beginning of the year, but it can be any time of the year, but he does it at the beginning of the year. Okay. But Uvache Hizokar Bashasaner. So he makes his proclamation. But it only works if he remembers at the time of the Neder. So Rather Barakasha, Izokar Akre Litznoye, Bekaim Lele Nidre. If he remembers, what he's doing is saying, I know I made that proclamation that this is in the Durham, but right now I'm making this Neder, being aware that's what he said, and I'm making the Neder means he's saying he wants it to override that proclamation, that declaration that he said. You're right, you have to change the gears so he didn't remember. So he didn't remember. So now that lack of remembering means he made this proclamation. He's not overriding it now. So then the declaration that he said is mevatel the neder. Rabbi Amar Loilam Kidra Mina Mikora. Okay. So I could give you the girsa as is. And the case is like this. Rabbi says, Rabbi is right, but there is a saying, but if I can come up with a case where he's zocher, and it still would be valid. So if he doesn't remember the tonight, he remembers partially. So he made the tonight. Well, Yod b'ma hisna. He doesn't remember now exactly what he said. Now he's making a neder. So let's say his tonight, the beginning of the year, was a very specific tonight. Maybe he made it, he said that if I during the year anytime get all of a sudden I say that bread is also in me, I don't mean it. So he only made it tonight on a specific thing. Now here he is in the middle of the year, he's saying, was it bread or was it wine? I don't remember what I said. Did I say it on bread or did I say it on wine? See, he remembers he did something. Zocher b'shas ha-neder v'omer al das yushanu ni-noider nidra les b'mashosha. He says, I remember that I did it. If this is what I said about, I don't want it to be felt. So then it's talking like how. But if he says, Loyam al dasa vishana nidanajr, akalitsnoye became a nidre. He says, you know what, whatever I said, I want to make the nidre now. So then he's saying, I'm overriding that declaration that I made. So now that we've established that you can make this Messiah's Medot, so Rav Huna Bar Chinuna went to one of the teachers in Shir. So Amalei Rabba said to him, Tara, Kabastim Le Stume. The Tana wrote it, but he didn't write it so clearly. It shouldn't be so obvious because Kadesh Lo Yinago Kalos Resh Ben Adorim. And this could obviously create potential for improper usage, that the person could make this Mesiris Medor and then just do whatever he wants, and you end up with the approach to Nadorm is going to become undermined. It's not going to be serious enough. But the Rashi of the Pirka, you want to give it over in the Pirka, which is like the large shear. It's enough. We have a small group. We'll learn with them this idea, and they'll be able to understand how to apply it better, not to become cavalier about the door. Okay. The more is going to present. The question is, do we believe the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? And if they do, who do we pass the mic? So that's going to be the next, that's the whole next Amud. Let's see. He's going to ask her the benefit of all property onto his friend if the friend doesn't join him for a meal. Fine. So if he makes this declaration, so the friend's not going to take it seriously, not come. The one who's invited knows that if he doesn't come, nothing happens. Because the inviter, the host, has made this declaration. So the simple answer is that he didn't do it publicly, he did it privately. So therefore the one who is being potentially affected by the neder now doesn't know. So he'll come. But the reason why the Mor doesn't use that answer, because there's still something shrier about the Mishnah. The Kibbutz Tani Af Haroitza. Elizabeth and Yaakov's words were Af Haroitza. Now, what's the word Af mean? We said before this didn't in the Ruzin in the first Mishnah. Now we're saying this also. What is this also? This is not Dunus in the Ruzin. This is a totally different din. It's a din of a serious Madot. The word af sounds like this is the same idea as the previous mission, nothing to do with the Tanai. Can my af? What do you mean? What's the af over here? It's because of the mysterious Mador. That he made this Tanai beforehand. So hechik tani ubavad she hezocher pshitashu zocher she b'shos another humasda. The case over here wasn't that he made this declaration beginning of the year. The case was over here the day beforehand or that morning. He takes two items to the side. He says, "You know, I'm going to be making this letter later on. I don't mean it." That's the case of the Mishnah. So, and it's just, and by the way, he has to remember it when he made the neder. Obviously, he remembers it. This is all part of the plan. So what is the Mishnah adding those connections? So that's what the Ron says. The answer telling me that he did it quietly will answer the question of the Gemara, but there's other questions which have to be answered. That's why we said the Mishnah told two different cases. Okay. Pachik Tani. That the Rosh Hashanah Chaver Etzlo, a person who makes his neder to commit something to eat by him, is Nidrei Zuzin Hay. It's a case of Nidrei Zuzin. He doesn't really mean it seriously. He just wants to threaten, as it were, to convince the fellow to come. So that explains the af. The first case of the Mishnah is mamash the case of the Mishnah book. The same as the case of the Mishnah before. He didn't mean it seriously. We know that, and therefore the neder is not chal. Now it's a nudin. The haroit shal yiskam on the door of person wants to not be burdened by the door that he makes. So Yom Rosh Hashanah could get up at the beginning of the year and make this declaration. Some more says, but he's zocher b'shas the neder. If you remember it, and made the neder anyway. So akra the tanoye became a nidre. He means to override. Shimlakein lama hu neder akshav. So, otherwise, why is he making the neder? Now, well, we just have this idea a minute before. You didn't seem to be bothered by that. So the Rambam, but don't me the mind of mentally ill
to be bothered.
Why would he make this neder now? Otherwise, he doesn't mean it. Seriously, to make the neder. Like, why is he wasting his time making a neder? He has his Maseiras Madah. He remembers it. And he did it anyway. So what's it for? To the Rambam, we said before, he made this Maseiras Madah. And then the verse says, the friend's not going to come. Which means the debtor's not chal. But then the friend knows that the friend's not going to come. What do you mean? If he's you're saying right now that if he remembers Mishas the Neder, he does it. The Neder is chal. The Tanai is Kayim and the netter is Batal. Now you're saying over here, if you remember, we say that the Tanai is Batal, the netter is Kayim. Shekshunoider Aldas Rishonahu Isa. He's doing it based on his original declaration. So the Ran, the Hossam behind the time of the fish tonight, Bishas and Neder. The case was that that morning he said, "Listen, this is what's going to happen this afternoon. I'm going to pressure the fellow to come because I really want him to come, and I know he's not going to come unless I pressure him in this way. But I don't really mean it." So obviously the point was to facilitate this specific case, and he wants the bittul. So obviously he's doing an aldas kain. That's the whole arrangement. We don't say that. Well, we made the neder means that he is overriding his declaration that he doesn't want it. We don't say that. It wasn't at the same time. So we hear, we have to interpret what happened. He made, at the beginning of the year, listen, any neder I make, I don't want. So obviously what he's saying is, I don't want the dorm. So why are you making a neder now? Well, and you remember what happened. So what are you saying? You're saying that, the more saying, you're saying that I want to override. Void, the Mishnah Mele'el, Ikel Memer, Shal Bishahu, Yudea, Shein, Benitra, Mamish. Now, why are we saying over here that he means to override it? Because otherwise, why did he make the netter? Applying that to the first case, we know why he made the netter over there. The Zuzay. But over here, the scenario here, it's somebody had a netter now. It wasn't for zeros, so what's it for?
It wasn't.
Over there, Bishon on the ale, Ikel Meimer, the Alpi Shehun Yodei Hashem B'Nidra Mamish. He knows the Neder is nothing. Still, who knows? The Zaris is Klemeimer. He's doing it because the other person thinks it's real, and he wants to be Zaris. Abul Khan, Shem Nidra Yatsum. It's about his own personal in the door. He loved the Akra Letanoi Loma Hunodar. So why is he making a Neder for? It must be he's overriding. Mizel Bor. So the Ran, Shalok Adibri Rashba, this is, I'm arguing on the Rashba Zell. Shakasa, the Rashba said the following. The Hod the Arminun. Akal the Tanoi, Bekaimel the Nidre. This come over here, which says that we, if he remembers Mishas Maisa, he's oiker than the Tanai, and he's Bekaimel the Neder. Dafka by Moritz. Was not, that's when we assume that. So he's only saying there's a suffix, because we saw from the word before that maybe sometimes a person doesn't mean to overwrite. The reason why the Rashba said this, Mishum the Kashale, Ahudamin Liel Basamuch, Loy Shamalay. So he answered by saying that a person at Tamil Chacham knows he can do this. So the override is, he makes it, but he doesn't mean it. But Amoritz might, when he makes an editor now, be overriding us tonight. So the Rambam ain't sorry for Kach, the Moshe Kassavah. I don't think there's a need to say this Peshat. It's a scene that Omer Rabbi Yatani of Avachri Hei Zohar B'Shas HaNeder Shemachi is Batal Shahista Shemi Yishkach V'Yidr Yivatal Tanai Zeh Es Nidra. Um, We have a case in the Gemara, Bavad Shal Lo Yehei Zocher B'Shas Emet. So I'm not sure what this case in the Gemara is. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Bavad Shal Lo Yehei Zocher B'Shas Emet. Rav Shem Bachi, I think this case in the Gemara is right. I read it wrong. So it's multiple. So he made the Tanai. He forgot about it, makes the Neder. So that's what the Tanai does. It overrides the Neder that he made because he made the proclamation before. Shemishkach b'yidur yival Tanai zeh nidra. So if a person forgets and makes the Neder, so the Tanai that he made will override the Neder. That's all that's here.